The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
B'chayris daf Yud Ches. We promised in the previous shiur, where we spoke about the nitty-gritty of two things that can go together, whether we have the klolim of kol shein b'zeh achazeh, two b'chayrim being brought together. But let's remember that the ikke context of that discussion was a machlokes in the Mishnah of the Chacham and Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, whether efshel letzamtzen, so Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds, and the Chacham hold that efshel letzamtzen. Meaning to say that according to the Chachamim, it's not shaykh to look at the Bechorim as both being Bechor, because they wouldn't have been born at the same time. Now, what's this machlokes? Is it a machlokes in physics? Whether two things simultaneously, a shayla, how much you believe in Ashgacha Pratis? Well, what exactly is the machlokes of Efshel or Efshel at something? It's hard to know exactly what the machlokes is. L'cha'oira, one would have to say that the machlokes is not whether such a thing can exist, but whether the minuscule chance that such a thing, that two things could coincide exactly at the same time, whether such a small tzad is nitvas in halacha to be considered a chaloy shem sofik. That l'chayra would have to be the hesber of the machlokes chacham and Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Now, where you say efshel letzamtzen and where you don't say efshel letzamtzen is a subject of big discussion. The Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Beis already breaks the noise into a few pieces, where the Chacham say efshel letzamtzen. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds efshel letzamtzen, and the Gemara understands that efshel letzamtzen bidei shomayim, v'kol shkein bidei adam. Something that occurs naturally is efshel letzamtzen is rarer or is less of a tzad than bidei adam. It would be more possible to plan something precisely, that there should be a efshel letzamtzim, and if Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds efshel letzamtzim bidei shomayim, then for sure efshel letzamtzim bidei adam. The question is only fakert, according to the Rabbanon, that efshel letzamtzim, it could be, the Gemara still says, that bidei adam, the halacha would be that efshel letzamtzim. The Gemara brings raya's. Now, the first raya the Gemara brings is from the Midos of the Beis HaMikdash, where things had to be an exact measurement, because the pasuk says over there that Hakob Ksav Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil, and everything had to be an exact measurement. The shaila is whether it could be. L'char, that would seem to say that Efshel Letzamtzen Bidei Adam. So the Gemara's Doicha, the Gemara says that since the demand on Moshe Rabbeinu had to build on Shlomo HaMelech, had to build the Beis HaMikdash, the measurements had to be precise. So obviously that includes, if it's not Shayich Bidei Odom to be Mitzamtzim, that much is considered to be Bitzimtzim, that's considered to be the right measurement. Meaning say, if a human being's planning, precision, can't be perfect by definition, halakhically we don't look at perfect microscopic precision. By the way, a simple example would be the tefillin law shall have to be merubah. And the question is, how much does it have to be microscopically perfectly square? Obviously, nobody could make something 1,000%. How much does it have to be? L'cha'ira, the nekuda is l'fi ro'is einayim. We'll get back to this in a few minutes, exactly. How much e-precision would be considered precision. But al-Rabbanim, precision, if the Torah said to do it that way, so then obviously the midah has to fit with the yicholes, with the possibility of what a human being can do. And that's what the Torah says. This is the Gemara's tchir. So we see that efshel etzamtzim has to include the human reality, the reality of human endeavor on the ground. There's a famous shtickel minchas chinuch in mitzvah kuftes, where he talks about, there's a loisus eshiyesh bekoros of maskun toy and pashas kisis of making k'toyres shemen hamishcha al menas to be makdik k'toyres to be mvasim min shemen hamishcha, to make in its exact measurement. You can take all the ingredients ingredients of shemen hamishcha and you can throw it into one pot, but if you make it exactly uvamaskun toy, then there's a lav. And the shaila is, when are you ever going to have the lav? When is it ever going to be exact? And if they made the Beis HaMikdash, it was exact? The Chayyim one would have to say that since this is what the Torah is mitzaveh, so the tzivui would be on somebody who makes it as much as humanly possible to fit the bill. Again, the same word. This is the way the Mechaz Chinuch says it, that precision, if the Torah calls, demands in a certain mitzvah or a certain maisa for precision, precision means ad mokum she yad odom, yad keo shel odom magaz. That's the Mechaz Chinuch speaks to Sabarich's mitzvah kuftes. The stipler over here says, im kain, he says, that he doesn't understand Tosfos kasha. Tosfos over here, the long Tosfos of efshel letzamtzim, Bidei Shemayim, where the Gemara is Mechalik, maybe Bidei Shemayim is different than Bidei Odom. Tosfos has a kasha from a few different sugis. There's one sugi in Erev in the end of the first parak of the shear of how much a wall could be open. Well, what's called a pirtza. So the shear is that something has to be goda beruba in order to be considered walled in. And the shaila is what happens if it's mechza or mechza. If it's the parts oimid kimeruba. Another sugya is in the second parak of Chulin, legabe shchita simonim, that in order for the shchita of the simonei behema to be shechted properly, it has to be shechted beroy. And the question is, what happens if the simon is shechted chatzi chatzi? In both those places, there's a discussion about, in the Gemara, whether the halacha Moshe Mesinai that says, omar gdoy rubo, omad ushchoit roi vasimin, whether that includes mechza mechza. Means that the Gemara puts that possibly into that the halacha Moshe Mesinai midaraisa would have a sheer of mechza mechza. The question is, mechza mechza? Who could do mechza mechza microscopically? That's Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos is going to be marked, we're going to discuss the Tosfos. But the stipler wants to know, what do you mean? Didn't you just get finished saying that there's no such thing as microscopically? The point is, ad mokum shiyad od magaz. Since the Torah gives a halacha that obviously includes the fallibility of human measurement, human endeavor, and mamela, it's not going to be perfect, literally, to the nth degree. So the stipler says, l'chayetz pashut. The stipler explains that, where does the Gemara say the svara? Where does the Mechaz Chinuch say the svara of when you're doing a mitzvah? When we're talking about the Torah was mitzvah you to do kach v'kach. The Torah was mitzvah you to build the mizbeach. The Torah was mitzvah you to make tefillin, like we said. The Torah was mitzvah you, or the Torah was mazir you, not to make b'maskunta. The Torah was talking to the Torah libnei adam. The Torah was talking legabi the midos that a person is shaykh to do. That is in terms of tzivuyim and chiyuvim of maisei bidei adam. Maisei bidei adam are made kifi the level of precision that's possible bidei adam. But here you're talking about something else. You're talking about the there's a din that a wall rishus that's fenced in has a din of rishus hayochid. There's a din that a simon that shecht it. How much should you shecht? You should shecht really the whole simon. How much should you enclose the whole thing? The question is, what's the shear? So we're allowed to discuss in the sugya, and what would be if it would be mamish precision perfect? You want us in the gemini gela maisa? Maybe it won't be negela maisa. You'll never be able to get to microscopic level of precision. More than that, if you're going to measure it, and you're going to try to measure as much as you can, and it's going to come out a drop more porut, so then you're going to have to be machmir. It could be that your measurement of a drop porut is really half and half, because maybe the taka was half and half. The fact that you can't do the maisa that far, that's not the discussion. The discussion legabe shechting, or legabe enclosing a rishus, is not how much you should do, or how much of a job well done is considered a job well done. The question is, what lemais is the halacha of that shear? There the Gemara could have a discussion, and there Tosfos could ask a kasha of lemais. That means that the Gemara understands that's possible, that it was done kimechza mechza. And that Tosfos says a problem. If you hold that ef shel tzamtzim bidei adam, l'chor shtei don, the sugya, l'gabi eruv, and l'gabi chulin, l'gabi shchitas chulin, that mechza mechza is fine. So that's the way the stipler says it. The same idea, by the way, you would have legabe ben hashmoshes also has a precise second. You might not be able to measure it exactly, but there is a share of ben hashmoshes. The same idea. The point is not that Torah is telling you be mekayim the mitzvah that long. The shaila is, in reality, Is that time considered to be a time in halacha or not? Yes, efshar letzamtzem. It would be benoise tam to add a shtickel maral. The Mishnah in Ovos talks about 10 things that were created ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes lechayre is a twilight zone that exists only in our mind. It's a shayla of sofik. In reality, it's zen nichnas v'zer yotze. There's a microscopic precision about when day stops and when day starts. How is it shaykh to talk about basar dvarim nivra ha'olam ben hashmoshes of erev Shabbos and Shabbos? Klapi the Rebbeinu Shem, there's no ben hashmoshes. The way the Maral explains it over there is we're talking that's good for the Nekuda. The Nekuda is ben hashmoshes is a point in time where human endeavor is not possible. You can't define it with earthly measure. Precision, perfect, razor sharp, microscopic to the nth degree perfection is not shaykh b'day. Adam, that's exactly the point. The point is the Rebbeinu Shem created certain things in a time. Time is also a creation of Gashmias. What the Maral says is that these 10 things were created in Gashmiastic form. The Piyosin, the Piyaber, the Mate of Moshe, so on and so forth, the Luchos. They were physical, there were stones, it was a stick, it was a chamor, yes, but there was spiritual creation. So because it was a dover ruchni encased in a gashmi, so it was created in Sheshes and Mebereshes, but it was created at a point of time in Sheshes and Mebereshes that's not nitvas bidei Adam. That's exactly the point, says the Maral. When it's not nitvas bidei odom, so it's a point in time which is kulay ruchni, because it's a davar gashmi, it's a creation, it's part of sheshes mebereshes, but it's kulay nitvas as a davar ruchni. That's the way the Maral explains that Mishnah. That's as an aside. Okay, back to what we're discussing. So the stipler says when we're talking about a mitzvah endeavor, a maisa, so we're talking about ad mochem shiyadu magaz. When we're talking about theoretically a shir of what the halacha is, klape a shir, so we're not talking about what you're supposed to do. We're talking about what exactly is the halacha. So in that sense, avada could be that something is exactly half and half. We'll just add a few more points to this discussion. Stipler brings a famous kasha. Delechem already shokli vitori in this kasha. There's a Yerushalmi that's brought in various different sugyas. The Yerushalmi is brought by Tosfos in Kedusha, the end of the first perek, the Flamed Zayin, I think. And the Yerushalmi brings a kasha. The discussion is the psukim, the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael the first time. They came in a few days before Pesach. There was a question what they were able to make matzah with, because they didn't have tvur. They had only the tvur that was harvested right then. As soon as Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, there's a shayla of an Issa Chodosh. And that's a whole shmuz in the sugi over the Elegabi Chodosh, is in Egin Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlot, so on and so forth. Frek the Yerushalmi. And Tosis brings in the context of the Sugya Vesa Dechaloisa, say, that L'choira Yovoy Asay Dachilas Matzah V'yidche Loisa Asay Dechodosh. L'gabi Esa Dechaloisa say, the Teretz of Tosis is a classic. Tosis answers that the mitzvah before Matan Torah is more kal. That's why there's no Esa Dechaloisa, it seems to be so. So the Gemara in the beginning of Yevom is Davdalid that says that an essay Bris Milah of Lufnei Matan Torah is more chomor. That's a separate shmuz. What's negated to our shmuz is something that the Gedolei Achronim bring legabe the sugya of Yevshel Letzamtzem. Let's think about it for a second. If Yevshel Letzamtzem, in terms of precision, when a human being eats a kezayis, to say that he's going to eat a kezayis, everybody knows when you sit down Leil Pesach, you try to be, okay, there's the biggest share, the smaller share, try to eat the biggest share possible in the least possible time. We're medakting in b'mitzvahs. So when we're eating our kezayis and matzah, we're definitely not eating a kezayis b'tzimtzum. Tosis is kad, I'm sorry, the Yerushalmi is kash of esed echeloisa, say, l'chor, there's only an asay to eat one kezayis. There's only an asay to eat one kezayis, not to eat a kezayis and a half. Now, you could theoretically argue with me, like Nitziv says, the Leil Pesach, the more you eat goes into the mitzvah of Berev Techum Matzis. Oh, but l'gabi esed echeloisa, say, it can't be a mitzvah kiyumis, it has to be a mitzvah kiyumis, it has to be yumukhuyiv to eat that kezayis. Yumukhuyiv to eat a kezayis, you're not mukhuyiv to eat 1.001. So where would be the tchir? If there's no tchir, so then, Elamai, what are you going to say? That since a person has to eat more than a kezayis because you can never be sure. So behechreyach, That's included in the Maisa Mitzvah, similar to what we said before, that when the Torah says B'maskuntoi, the Torah means to the degree that it's that a human being is able to measure, but it can't be microscopic. That's a shmuz that they have, legabe this type of svara, whether defining something, the mitzvah, an aveira, as not being exactly razor precision, because that's what's necessary in order to be mekayem the mitzvah properly, whether that would all be called part of the mitzvah. The stipul of Isa is doicha, and he says that esed echelaisis, it carries with it always more than the need for doing the actual maisa mitzvah. Whatever is necessary in order to be mekayim the mitzvah doesn't mean that that's all part of the mitzvah. Kilu, the mitzvah is to eat 1.001 kezaisim. No, the mitzvah is to eat one kezais. But esed echelaisis, it would allow you to do what it takes. Similar, lamashul, to the Musa, according to Beleza at least, machshir mitzvah. We have a whole perek of Beleza de Mila, where Beleza holds anything, even if it's not part of the Maisa Mitzvah, if it's necessary in order to get a knife, to hot water, whatever is necessary for a bris, would go into the Esei Derech Halosos of Mila B'Shabbos. Another example is a famous shmuz by Yibum, where the man has a mitzvahs asei of Yivomi Yovi Oleo, and the Gemara says in Yivomi Zdav Chof that it would be doicha elois asei of the Moshal Koyim being Baal Grusha. What about her life? She doesn't have the asei of Yivomi Yovi Oleo. Why should her love be nidcha, so the Achren being right, that since what's necessary for the Kiyam Mitzvah, of his Kiyam Mitzvah, is for it to be nidcha legabi her also, calls her nichnas in Taseh Dechalose. You see that the Gdorim of Taseh Dechalose do not necessarily parallel precisely what the parameters of the Mitzvah. Same thing, you have Taisis and Bava Basta, if Gimel discusses Yovoy by Chatzi Evet Chatzi Menchayun, Yovoy Asei of Pruvu, Vyidcha the Lois Asei of Kedesha. Over there also, her Pruvu is only his mitzvah. How would that be mad to her? No, because his mitzvah is mechayiv to be bo oleo, so calls her nichnas in taseh dechalose. So that might not be the right place, the stipul says, to look for gedorim in what's called a mitzvah, whether the mitzvah would demand also that part of the existential mitzvah is doing more than the precise amount. Okay, that's one inyan. We'll also bring another maramokim. Interesting discussion. The Goyin is Mayrich in Tur in Arachayim Tofresh Memches. The Goyin is in Shulchan Aruch, obviously. In Tofresh Memches is a discussion, a discoloration on an esrog which is called a chazozis. And Midaraisa, chazozis only passels when it's beroivo esrog. The Shaila is what happens if it's mechza or mechza. And over there, there's a machlokes. The Tur brings two shittas, Rabbeinu Yechiel with the Raivin. It's back and forth, the Tur between the two shittas, this Raiz. One of the shmuzin over there, when the Ravid talks about that you need a roiv hanira le'enayim, so because of Yevshel Tzamtzim, the Goyin seems to understand, we understand, that if Yevshel Tzamtzim, so memela by definition, you're going to need more. The Goyin seems to imply more than that. If Yevshel Tzamtzim, and by definition, you're going to have l'moshel, a psul of chazozis is going to have to be 50.001 in order to passel, in order for us to see it as roiv, so then that defines that's the shear that's nemar and the halachal Moshe Mesinai. Again, similar to what we said before, where the lack of being able to measure something precision will be mechayiv that the shear, the existential shear midaraisa, is somewhat different. The going over there is very back and forth on this nekuda. It's worth taking a look at, but that's the nekuda it seems over there between the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Ravid. Let's move on to a different point. Tosfos by us in the sugya discusses, as well as discussing this barichus in Ervin, legabe poritz oimid ala oimid, poritz meruba ala oimid, that when a wall, even if there's no pirtza of asar tvachim, but roiv is poritz, that renders the wall as non-existent. That means that side is considered, that side of the reshus is considered poritz. And the shayla is the sheer mechza, the sheer is roiv. And the other place that we said is in chul dav choftes legabe shchita, that you have to shecht roiv the sim in order to render the simen geshochten. The shayla is that chatzi, or does that have to be, is mechza mechza enough, or does it have to be proper roiv? And the discussion over there by those two things is something that's man-made. So what happened to the differentiation now Gemara between the Efshel Tzamtzim and the Odom? So what we discussed before, Lagabi Mizbeach, Lagabi Ketores, is all if the assumption is that Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Odom. And then we get into the Shmuzov, so you can't do it precisely, so maybe the mitzvah is Mechayev more, and so on, like we said. What happens if we say that the Pashtus of those sugyas, the sugya of Mechitzis and the sugya of Shkita, is that Bidei Odom Efshel Tzamtzim? That's Taka the Maskon of Taisus. Taisus says by us, B'Shem Rabboi, that you see from Erev and you see from Shchita that they Odom Efshel Tzamtzim. It's only Bidei Shamayim to say that something that's Meshamayim coincidentally is precise. That's pushing the limits of being realistic. And Halach is not Nitva such a tzad. But if we're talking about Bidei Odom, could you measure? Yes, you can measure. Could you measure precisely? Yes, you can measure precisely. That's the maskana of Tosfos. Seems to be that way from those two sugyas. Tosfos also brings another sheet to Reb Shimon Miyembla, about Tosfos that we don't generally meet up with, is that it could very well be that he efshel etzamtzim even like Bidei Odom. What would that mean? That would mean that he efshel etzamtzim be a deal we can't measure. But is it possible that it's mechza mechza? Yes, it's possible that it's mechza mechza. Now, if we can't measure, if we can't be precise, San L'chayra, and the kasha of the Bali Taisis was that L'chayra, the sugi of this says, what would be the halacha of mechza mechza by shchita or by mechitza, which would seem to indicate that you could make it, you could build it that way, you could shecht it that way. So Reb Shimon Miyembla says, no, you can't do it that way because we can't be mitzamtzim. But since b'metzias it's shayich, if you're going to measure something and it's going to come out exactly mechza mechza, so then you'll be able to be mati. You know why? Not because you know for sure that's precise. You can't measure precisely. But there's always a svek sveko. One side is that it's more. That it's roiv geshochten. It's roiv bonui. The other side is that it's mechta mechta. Again, it's shaykh b'metzias. And that would be a svek sveko. You'd be able to be mati the shchita or the mechitza with a halach of svek sveko. Gewaldig yechidish of taisvis. So again, you wouldn't be able to measure, but it's a legitimate tzad because it's possible. It's possible that it did happen that way. The chiddush involved over here has really nothing to do with how Shmuz v'Efshel Tzamtzim. It's a fascinating discussion unto itself of Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka that comes up all over Shas. One of the classic principles in Svek Sveka is that in order to create the matter of Svek Sveka, meaning to say there's two reasons why something would be mutter. It's not just a suffix, but it's a suffix on a suffix. That's only when there's two svekas. When there's two levels of the same suffix. For instance, you need a roiv of something to be matter. The question is whether there is a roiv. What are you going to say? One side is that it's 70%. The other side is that it's 69%. That's really the same tzad. The tzad is that there's a roiv. So what are you going to say? You're going to say over here that the shear of being geshochten is 50% precisely. So there's one side that it's 50%. One side that's 50.001. It's the same thing as saying 69%, 70%. So the Welt says over here that what you have to say is that if the shear by shchita or by eruv would be mechza mechza, the matter of mechza mechza isn't that we look at that whole simon as geshochten. The matter isn't that we look at the whole wall as enclosed. We look at the wall as half enclosed, half open, and it's okay. What's the nafkimina la'aloch in that definition? That's a whole shmuz unto itself, both in Erevin and both in Chulin. There's another shmuz, Reb Kiva Eger, in Chuvis, in Kama, Simen Kuf, Samach Zayin, throws in at the end, he's talking about something else, Legamri. He wants to, he's mafalpul over there with the shoyel. If, what would be the din of a svek sveka by mokum chazoka? There would be a mokum lodun, says Reb Kiva Eger, that by svek sveka, clear the first suffix. When you have the first suffix, there's a chazoka that's pashut the suffix. You have the second suffix, there's a chazoka that's pashut the suffix. Each one is nifshat. It's not shaykh to put together two svekois in order to get to a psak of svek sveka. Similar idea. You have Tosfos Bava Basra Nun Zayin says Lagabe Sofik Tumah Bishus Ha Yochid, that since each Sofik you have to go Lechumra, you can never be mitzvah of two Svekas together to make a Svek Sveka to be Matir, even though regular Sofik would be Lechumra you'd have to be machmir. But svek sveka, you'd be able to be makel. Svek sveka together, lemaisi, each suffix has akro. Says Rav Kivegi, you see from Tais is not that way, because you see Tais says that the svek sveka on a shchita, even though the shchita is a maisa mater. Now, whether that's true, that every suffix shchita, there's a becheskas, and there's a work, that's before Shigemar. That we had a sugi by Riches and Chum Daf Tes, that whenever you have a suffix in the shchita itself, the behemah zaymit becheskasisa achi yivokach, until you see clear that there is a shchita. But maisa, Reb Meir Simcha in Or Sameach in Perek Aleph Milcha Shchita Aloch Yud Gimel is choylik on Reb Kivayga, and he says Tosfos never meant to say midin svek sveka. He says that he's not willing to accept what other Achrenim say, that there's two different matirim, one called Mechza, one called 50.001. It's svek sveka b'shem echod. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that since something looks like a roiv, it looks like mechza or mechza, l'choira b'fonenu, there's something that has more chance of being roiv. Why? Because if the Torah says that the shear is 50% exactly, and it looks like 50% exactly, so what's nearer l'naim is more tzad, is more noita l'hokul, because you also have, besides for the chance that it's 50.001 microscopically, there's also a chance that's 50 to the dot, 50 with precision. Not that it's a svek sveko, that it's two different svekos, one on top of another, but that it's, when you look at such a suffix, you don't see a machon lahachmir. You're looking at something, you measure it, as far as you can see, it looks 50%. Since we know that 50% is fine, and 50 point mashahu is also fine, so then what we see in front of us is something that fits the build, something that fits the shear. That's the way Reb Meir Simcha is doicha both the raya Reb Kivayga legabe svek sveka keneged chazaka, and the lumdus of how that works over there, that there's two different materium, one called mechza mechza, one called ruba kekula, which is a difficult idea to explain bechlal. One last point. The Reb Meir Simcha's svara that there's two different materium. One is called svek sveka, two svekos with each other, and one is called when you look at something, you see more, you don't see a mochem lachshosh, you see a mochem lahokel, you see in front of you the tzad kula, stronger. That svara is spoken about by Richus in a discussion, legabe etosin ksubas daf tesam et beis. Over there, the shmuz is legabe an isha that was found, the Pesach Pesuch, the famous story of Pesach Pesuch over there. She was a Ba'ula, the Shaila is, why was she in Nevelas? Be'isur, Be'heter, it could have been Ba'inis, it could have been Be'rotzen, it could have been Muka'etz, so on. That's the Shmuz over there. And over there, there's a discussion, what happens, let's say she has two Svekas on her side, two reasons to assume that she is Muteres L'Bailo. What about the Gabi Aksuba? What are you going to say? You're going to say, L'maisa, since she has Svekas on side, she's Muter. Yeah. But to be moitzi momen from the Baal, would that be enough? Would that be enough to be moitzi momen from the Baal? So the Mari Ben Lev comes along and says, svek svek is enough to be moitzi aksuba. It's a whole discussion in Shev Shmaitze at the end of Shah Aleph, when he's discussing svek svek, what does that tell us? Svek svek is daimel leroy. Does that mean that svek svek is moitzi momen as a general rule? Comes along Reb Nochum, and Reb Nochum explains in his Shiurim Aksuba's Daf Tes the same idea. The point is that we have an isha that's supposed to get a ksuba. What are you going to do? You're going to say, no, but you see a reason to be machmir, you see a suffix. Don't clear a suffix if the postulation, the possibilities in front of you are stronger, that are noita letzad kula, not letzad chumra. Sometimes a svek sveka is a svek sveka, it's two distinct svekas which are matter something. Sometimes the svek sveka creates an environment where when you look at something, you don't necessarily see enough to have to make a suffix out of the tzad chomer. It's a little bit of a different svara than the regular svek sveka, but in the middle, then you don't have a kasha as a yemite mom. Is it not? That's very much totally in the case. When you look at a regular isha getting divorced, the chayrev, the husband wants divorce, he has to give her ksuba. What do you want to do? You want to clear? You want to make a suffix out of it? What do you see? Because she's a ba'ula, that means she's a surah labaila. That's the tzad.
That's enough of a reason to be matir. It's enough of a reason on Rabbanim not to see the tzad chumri b'faneinu, not to cast aspersion on whether she has a right to get a ksuba. Similar to what we just discussed, that when you have, you're looking at something and it looks precisely 50%. And we know that you can't measure exactly 50%, ef shalatzantzim. But since we know that 50% halacha mashma sinai is enough, so when we look at it, we see it's either 50% or more. Maybe it's a mushroom, it's microscopically less. Yeah, but when you look at it, since 50% is fine, that tells you what do you see in front of your eyes, you see in front of you, it's okay. Either 50% can't be precise, sure, there's a tzad that's 50 point something. Either there's a tzad the other way, don't clear. Don't make a suffix at it when you're looking at something and it looks okay, it looks like 50%. That's the svara of that we're saying over here from the Osamech, similar is what we just pointed out from Nochum, Legabi Hoitzos, Momin, Baksuba.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.